Hello. Florence?
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Hello. Hi, how are you guys?
We're good.
We're
How are
good. How
you?
are
I'm
you?
good, thank you.
Oh, that's good. Your connection's great. I think you're the second person that has great connection.
Oh, lovely. Now, I can't, you guys are a bit faint. I don't know if it's my from my end or
Do you have earphones or anything on?
no.
Oh. Can you hear us now?
Yeah, it's just like it's like you guys are far away or something.
No, we're really
We're quite
close
close,
to the
yeah.
mic.
It's fine. Can you guys hear me properly though?
Yeah,
Yeah, we
we can
can.
hear you
Okay, that's fine
clearly.
then. I'm sure we'll kick off.
Okay.
How's your week been?
My week has been long so far. I actually sprained my hips today.
Oh,
So
God.
yes, I can't like I'm on the bed like trying not to stress the hip too much. But yeah, it's just been like ugh.
How did you do that?
Oh, I was like,
To be
what were
honest,
you
I don't know. I
doing?
went for an hour walk today before work, and then like when I was walking, I noticed that my hip was a bit sore. But I just thought maybe I haven't like walked in a long time or whatever. I got home, got a shower, and I went into town, got the bus. When I got off the bus, I was like, I was limping. I was like, oh, what's going on here?
Oh no.
Did you stretch?
No, to be fair. So maybe that's
Yeah,
yeah.
that's probably why. Our
Yeah.
bodies are not the same
I keep we
anymore.
keep
I
saying we're
know.
getting old.
We're getting old.
I know.
Apart from that, how's your week been? Florence? Can you hear us?
I can't. It's just it's really low.
Oh, that's strange because we're actually like really close.
It's probably my end then.
Do you use an iPhone? So if you swipe down on the screen, you see the little not playing part?
Dot.
You know where it says not playing when you swipe
Yes,
down?
yes.
On top, it's like a circle thing.
Yeah.
Do you see iPhone?
Yes.
Where's your sound coming out of?
I mean, it's at
What's
the
ticked?
highest, I guess.
No, like
No,
what's
what's
ticked?
ticked? Is it the speaker, the iPhone?
Oh, the tick is the iPhone.
Yeah, so that's correct. I don't know why it's low. That's strange. Okay, wait, let's try. How about now? Is it any better?
It's better, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. So should we start?
Yes, let's start. Let's start. Let's
We're
get
gonna do
started.
a quick intro and then
Okay.
we'll start talking, okay?
Yes.
Perfect.
All
I'm just
right,
gonna have you guys
so
at my like literally at my ears. Oh, do you think I should use my earphones?
yes, try that. Try that
Maybe it would
and then,
help.
yeah, try it and
Excuse me.
see.
Okay, let me just 2 seconds. Let me just grab my earphones.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hi,
Hi
guys.
guys.
Welcome to the Sisters Like Friends podcast. My name is Helen.
My name is Abby.
And we have the beautiful Florence. Is it molded inside out or mold inside out?
Yes.
Molded.
Molded inside out.
Molded inside
Ah,
out.
right. So you can find Florence on Instagram at molded inside and out, right? Or is it inside
No,
out?
just molded inside out.
Most molded
Molded
inside
inside
out.
out on Instagram.
Yeah.
Molded inside out. We have the beautiful Florence. She is an influencer, even though some people don't like to be called that. She's an influencer and she's also an entrepreneur, a
Entrepreneur.
content creator. She's a woman of many talents
Many,
and
many
low
talents.
key a model. Those walks,
Abby, what do you mean?
those walks.
I'm a model. I'm even dancer now. She's so doing the
Oh,
TikTok
yes,
art.
I've been seeing your reels of your dancing as well. Hey, you have many talents, so.
I'm screaming.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm so honored to be here. I'm literally chopped. Thank you so much for the invitation, guys. And it's just great. Like you guys, it's beautiful to see your growth. And
Oh,
just
thank
like how
you.
hard work you're doing. And I think one
Thank
thing
you.
I like about your podcast is the fact that it's actually so real. It's the fact that you guys are actually sisters, like friends like sisters. So it's like
Yeah.
you're literally you know, you are kind of living the, like, you know, it's real. So we see that as the audience. So it's just great. You guys have a beautiful relationship, and I just, you know, cheers to many, many more years.
Thank you. It's great to
be here.
We need to bring you more on.
Oh, guys.
Have you back on. So our head will swim.
Yeah, I love it.
Thank you so much.
So tell us about yourself.
Yes, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, okay. So I suppose, yeah, like as you said, my name is Florence. I like to call myself a content creator. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, we can all be influenced by so many people, and anybody essentially can become an influencer, but not everyone can create content.
Mm.
That's a harder part of it. But yeah, I'm a content creator. I am on Instagram at Molded Inside Out. I'm also the founder of a lifestyle brand called MIO Print. And yeah, I'm excited about today just in general, because I suppose like we're literally going to be going into my elements. I love everything personal branding, everything branding. But I suppose essentially when I started in 2018, I was doing everything and anything.
Florence, are you there?
Yeah, hello?
Sorry, yeah, we lost you there for a second.
Oh no, sorry guys.
Go on.
Okay, so you like at the moment, in 20...
you said 18. You started in 2018. Yeah,
yes.
Go on.
Yes, and when I started, I was doing everything and anything. I'm in Ireland's intercultural choir. Ireland's leading intercultural choir. So I would have blogged about the choir. One of my secret hobbies is doing hair. So I would have blogged about that. There's one time where a company reached out to me, like Beans, and like it was a cool Beans. I blogged about that. Like I blogged about everything and anything because I just wasn't really sure what was going on. I started off so confused, and as a result, my audience were also confused. But I think in the last year or two now, I can confidently just like, well, now when you told me to introduce myself, I'm like, yeah, my name is Florence and I'm a content creator. And I feel like, you know, I now know what I'm doing and I know who I am. And I'm just like, I'm carving this path and I'm just so excited to see where it goes. But yeah, it's just, yeah, I suppose that's myself in a nutshell. I love collaboration. I feel like even like you guys reaching out to me, like this is definitely like, this is my lane. I love collaboration. I love working together. I love just like showcasing other businesses, especially black owned businesses. Mm-hmm. And I love women. And it's not because I'm a woman myself, but I just feel like, you know, we work so hard and, you know, we have to take so many things on, and, you know, it's just great to see women doing bits, really. So yeah, like I'm literally home right now. I feel so comfortable. So yeah, that's me in a nutshell, really. And I just hope that, you know, for me, I just hope that my passion kind of comes through light, through my content, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I
was just gonna ask you there, what made you start content creating? Like where did it come from?
Yeah, so I suppose in 2017 my mom brought me and my siblings back to Nigeria for the first time in 17 years.
Wow.
And we hated it so much. Like I remember at the time,
how long were you there for?
3 weeks. No, like when we were going, we hated it. But when we were coming
what
back,
what part
we're like,
of
oh
Nigeria did you go?
Sorry?
What part of Nigeria did you go to?
Lagos.
Okay.
Yeah, to be honest, you know yourself, like Lagos is like the place everybody goes at first. so yeah, we went back for the first time in 17 years, and I remember when we were going, we were all so like down and sad, and you know, we just couldn't understand why this woman would bring us back to this place, you know. It was like, why? I know it's funny, right? We were like, why? Like, and do you know what's funny, like honestly, then like we thought we were better than anybody else, do you know what I mean? Like it was just so sad.
Of course.
Then we got there and we made friends, and I was like, rah, like these are my people, like this is home. Obviously then I came back and there was a lot of identity crisis, because obviously when I was there I realized I'm not actually as Nigerian as I thought I am. Like I'm not really like these people. But over here in Ireland you're still not really like these people. But I suppose just kind of go back to the question, when I came back, I knew that like my Irish friends would be asking me the same questions, and I didn't want to keep repeating myself. So I said, okay, what platform can I put this information on, and, you know, where people can go back and just, you know, read it once and for all, and you don't have to keep asking me the same question. So at the time, I did my research. and it was a blog, because I do speak really fast. It's gotten a lot better. I think it's because of my job, because obviously, you know, I'm speaking to different people from all over the world, and I need to be able to communicate what I'm trying to say. But growing up, like, I struggled with my speech and, you know, just getting people to understand what I was saying. So I knew, even though I do feel like I might have the personality for it, I feel like YouTube wouldn't, like, at that time anyways, it was like, oh, like, I can't, I wouldn't want a situation where people can't hear what I'm saying. So it wasn't going to be YouTube, so it was a blog, and that's how I started. And at the time, I just launched my website, and I had Facebook. In 2017, I wasn't on Instagram. I didn't know what that was. I think I joined Instagram maybe 2019. And at the time,
that was just three years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, or 2018. Yeah, like, And it was because I just got to the stage where I was like, right, okay, I need somewhere else to be able to showcase what I do. So, yeah, that's how I got into content creation. And even, as I said, at the time, like, I did everything and anything until... I would say, like, it was 2020, really, that I was like, right, okay, like, what are you going to do? Like, it's new. What's going on here? Like, you know, you really need to niche down, and people need to know what you're doing and what you're up for. And, yeah, so that's how I started, basically.
And how did you come up with the name, MIO and Molded Inside and Out? Where did that come from?
So Molded Inside Out is actually a prayer. I, at the time, when I was looking for a name to call my blog, I would never forget, like, I was in my sister's house, and I went to work. I did a night shift at the time. I used to work as a social care worker, and I was working with people with disability. So I had a night shift. I came back, I was really tired. We were all in my sister's house, and at the time I was going through a lot of reflection, and I was trying to understand myself. And again, as I said, there was a lot of things with my identity and not knowing what I was and who I was, and just trying to identify who exactly am I as a person. And one of my prayers at the time was, God, mold me inside out. So I remember at the time I was like, God, okay, like, what am I going to call myself? I don't want a name like Florence, but, you know, I don't want a random name. Neither did I want a name that was just so, like, just Florence. Like, I wanted to be a bit creative. But I'll never forget, like, I laid down in bed to sleep, and I literally just came molded inside out. And to be honest, like, I feel like I'm Christian and I have faith, but, like, I don't always hear God speak, if you get me. So whenever I do, I remember it. And I remember, like, I think I'm 27 now, and I feel like in my entire life I've probably heard God speak to me very clearly 3 times. But that day was one of the days where I just heard molded inside out, and it clicked. And once I heard it, I was like, yeah, that's it. And that's how I got the name Molded Inside Out. Now, launching my brand, because MIO Print is an extension of my personal brand, I wanted something that people would still be able to identify as Molded Inside Out, but also not so closely tied. I don't know if that makes sense. So when I was thinking of a name, it just made sense that I'll still be able to brand myself around my own name, which is what people know me as. So then that's how, MIO is actually an abbreviation for Molded Inside Out. And the prints was no brainer. I love prints. I've always been that girl to wear Ankara, so I suppose that's where the prints came out from. And literally, again, like, once I chose a name, it was like, yeah, it clicked so much and it made so much sense. Now, obviously, when I started, people were like, meow, mayo,
in the beginning.
You know what? I'm not gonna lie, I call it meal prints.
Yeah,
but do you know what happened?
I've never thought of it as Molded Inside Out. Do you know what happened?
Until you read out, just, you know, in the beginning when you read out her Instagram, that's why when I said that, I was like, Molded Inside Out, but I said it like I knew.
I know, you didn't know.
No, but I got it in the beginning, I was like, okay, that makes sense. Could be said out loud.
Yeah, when you say it out loud, then you realize what
I'm saying. But I've allowed people to call it whatever they want, whatever you feel. It doesn't really matter to me anymore. I remember when I started, like, I was a bit, like, immature. Like, no, it's not Mayo, it's not Mio. But now it's like, yeah, whatever.
You say there's when you got back to Ireland, there was a lot of, like, identity, like, trying to find yourself. So if we were to ask, who is Molded Inside Out, what would you say? What's your niche now? Who are you?
Well, like, now I just create content around lifestyle and business. Just lifestyle and business. I suppose business because I just stumbled upon this thing that has now literally taken over my entire life. And I've learned to find a passion out of it, because, you know, when you become an entrepreneur, like, nobody tells you how lonely the road can be, and, you know, all the research that goes into it. And I didn't study business in college. So I studied social care, and then I did my master's in social work. So I've had to literally learn everything that I know today by myself and by experience, you know, and just by, you know, following people that inspire me, and just learning and learning and learning and investing in myself. And I suppose, so, like, and this is my life. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, lifestyle for me is like, I'm always trying to find ways of incorporating all my passion. That's why I even started the Instagram lives, because I just felt that my Instagram feed was not enough to show people what I'm passionate about. Like, I love makeup. I always say I have a makeup therapist, Beauty by JJ. Beauty by Gwimi. She's like my makeup therapist at the moment. Like, literally, when I feel down, I literally binge watch her YouTube videos. But I love makeup, and I've learned even how to, you know, sculpt my face and slay my face in the way that I like, and all that kind of stuff. But I also love business. I also love collaboration. I love talking to people. I love meeting new people. I love fashion as well. You know, as a business owner, you have to look good, and you have to be confident in yourself. And part of that is about, you know, looking good at, like, fashion wise, and even like your makeup and stuff like that. And then I love business, and I love everything to do with content creation too. And that's why I had to niche down to lifestyle, so that it's broad, but still, you know, if you go on my page, you'll always just find those things that I enjoy, and you find it. But then that's why the lives are there as well, so that, you know, you can see me bring creatives onto my platform, and we have these discussions. And then the business is the business, I guess. And, you know, myself, I now see myself as a brand, and me, I suppose, niching myself as a brand, and, you know, really owning in on that has allowed me to have a lot of opportunities. So yeah, I suppose modeled inside that really is lifestyle and brand, but really at the core of it is a reflection, and being able to think about how to be better people as human beings, how to inspire people, how to, you know, motivate people. I think for me, when people come onto my page, I want people to see that, okay, if I can do it, you can do it. And every interview I've had, I've always said it, like, if I can do it, because honestly, like, 4 years ago, if you told me that I would be where I am today, I would say, I would laugh in your face. Now, I have a long way to go, and I've only started. But even, like, the growth, and I think it's really, really important as people to acknowledge the growth. Because sometimes, because, you know, it's very easy for you to focus on the negative things, and something wrong. Like, I still cried last week. I still cried last week, and, you know, and that's the reality of the internet. Actually, right now, I'm actually taking a break off social media, because I've just not been feeling great in myself. But for me, I've learned to acknowledge those days, you know, acknowledge the good and bad, because it is what it is. This is what life is. You know, it's not it's not ideal, and I'm not praying for anyone. But sometimes, you know, you do have some shit moments, and sometimes you have some great moments. And I've just learned to acknowledge and embrace everything, because that's how I get through life. And so, yeah, that's what Modern Inside Out is about. It's about, you know, looking at things from the inward, and how it impacts you and your behaviors, and, you know, just sharing the light wherever I can. So yeah, that's it, really.
I was gonna ask, just because you actually kind of touched on it there, what would you say, being a content creator, because I still want to talk about your business, but being a content creator, what are your struggles? What would you say, you know, are the hard parts of it? Because it's easy for us to, you know, I think personally, because obviously we do podcasting now, and sometimes we have to create, you know, content in this is content that we're creating, and also like when we put our reels and our pictures. For us, I would say personally, like, for example, when you post something that you've spent time, you know, working on, and it may not get the audience or the reception that you
how do you deal with that?
Because I would like to know. Because sometimes I think it's hard.
It is hard, and that's the reality of it. And nobody tells you these things, because, you know, I suppose the influencers or the content creators that have made it or that are bigger, you know, they make it look easy, but they literally had to work so hard as well. And I think, you do get, like, you're let down when you're like, oh my God, this took me 4 hours, and, you know, I got like 100 views. I mean, a good example is, I did a video, a reel recently, and I'm telling you guys, I did I mimicked the talk. I knew what caption I wanted to use.
Yeah.
It was the one that was like, shh, you know when people were like, oh,
I've seen it.
Yeah. I'll never forget, like, literally, I didn't edit it. I did the words on it, and I put my caption and I put it up, and it got like 60,000 views. I was like,
yeah, wow. I saw that you said that.
Yeah, and then you have like reels that you like hours and it's like 1,000. Like, come on, guys. but you know, you have to take a step back and just, I suppose the first thing I would say is always create out of passion. Because once you love what you're doing, it wouldn't matter. Like, it's not about the numbers for me. And I'm a testimony to that. Like, when I launched my brand, like, I had like 1,000, not even 1,000 followers. And she literally, MIO Prince literally does her own thing. Like, you know, I thought that my little followers would even help. But no, all the followers that I have from MIO Prince, like, that experience and the opportunities is not even from my own people. It's like she's literally built her own tribe. So I suppose the first thing really is to just keep going, keep doing it, and stay consistent. Make sure that you're still within your niche, and just keep working, and like the reward will come, and promote yourself, and you know, collaborate with people and link in with people, because obviously, you know, like, especially with the reels, the more shares, the more views and all that kind of good stuff. But like, I there's no formula. I feel like it's also
important to remind people to be patient, I think, as well.
Absolutely.
Just because you post it today and it gets 100 doesn't mean it can't get 100,000
later. It takes sometimes literally some random moment and just blows.
Yeah, because like, people forget it's algorithm as well, especially with these things. There's a lot of science behind it. It's not just about like, oh, I posted, nobody likes me. No, it's not that. It's just one of them things that you just have to be patient with.
I mean, and then you get into the whole idea of, you know, like using trendy songs, making sure you're jumping on the trends as quickly as possible. Which is also hard, because if you're working a 9-to-5 and this industry doesn't really allow you to be tired. You know, like, you have to be able to balance everything, and you have to be able to compartmentalize everything you do. So, like, I was telling them in a recent interview I had, like, okay, you work a 9-to-5, you want to create content, you have a business, you know, you have a passion, you have a life, you have a family, you have your own life, you have your own health. Like, how do you manage all that kind of stuff? You have to learn how to compartmentalize things and have systems in place that allows you to do things and still be able to spend time with your loved ones. Like, you know, like, with you guys now, you're creating content, you know, but at the end of the day, like, your relationship as well is still there, and you have to make sure that you're still nurturing that. But if you're creating content all the time, it might take time away from the actual element of, you know, what you guys love, you know. But it's about learning that, okay, when we're doing this content now, this is what we're doing, but then when we're being friends, do you know that kind of way? So it's about,
you gotta separate the two.
Exactly. And I think that's the key thing now. I feel like that, to be honest, I've not mastered, and I think, you know, it takes a while to master it, but I really feel like that ultimately that's what we need to, that's the goal we all need to be able to reach, is to say, right, 9-to-5, I'm done at 5, and 5 to 9, my business, and then, you know, I'm going to sleep at 9 o'clock, or, you know, like, and it's really, really hard, and then the weekend is when you have to create content, and then when do you rest, because those are the things that, and then it takes a toll on you, and then burnout is real, and nobody talks about it, but it is real, and when it happens, it's not a nice place to be in, you know.
And can I ask, like, you know, when you decided to actually start your brand, like, how do you feel like you got support from your family and friends, or do you feel like the support came from outside?
Yeah, because you did. I watched one of your lives, and you did mention something about it's not your friends.
Mm. So it's not my friends. Yeah, unfortunately, it's not my friends. It's my family and outsiders. Like, I feel like every opportunity I've had, it's literally been strangers that have knocked on those doors for me. And I don't really, I'm not so resentful of it anymore. I never really was, because I just feel like, you know, ultimately, like, people, you have to find your own target audience. I hope I'm saying that right. Because at the end of the day, like, you know, if you, like, okay, when I started, like, selling hair bonnets, like, Not everybody's going to wear hair bonnets. Now, personally, I'm the kind of person, and this is just my personality, like, even if I'm not going to use that product, I would naturally share it, because I'm trying to support you and I love what you're doing and I'm trying to build you up. But I also get that not everybody's like that. And I think it's really important not to take it personally. And I had to learn that the hard way. But I think I'm lucky that I have family around me that, you know, that were literally like, my mom doesn't, she doesn't wear pajamas. Do you know what I mean? Like, but because I was doing it, okay, no, that's no problem. And that, but that's family. And I get, even at that, not everyone has family. But
exactly,
for me, I just had to, not everyone has family. And so I'm lucky to have them. But I think, my friends, like I had one friend, and I won't mention her name just because, but I remember when I was launching the bonnets, and she said to me, oh, put it up on Snapchat. But because I don't really promote my Snapchat on social media, it was literally my friends. And because at the time, I blogged, I was in choir. So, you know, people are used to seeing you do lots of things. So they're probably like, another one again. What are you doing this time around? So they didn't take me serious. You know, they didn't take me serious. And I put up on Instagram, and it was literally strange. I bought the bonnets, and that's how I launched MIO Printed, a separate page, and blah, blah, blah. But I think what was happening was, you know, sometimes people want to see where what you're doing is going to go. Like, okay, let's just
see. They want to support you then jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
not to cut you off there, but remember when we started?
Yeah.
We'll share the story. There was someone that I know, and she basically, I used to think, I was like, oh, she doesn't share my stuff. She doesn't share our podcast. And you know what she said to me? She said, it's because, you know what? I don't know if this is going to continue. I don't know if you're going to continue this. It's one of them things that, you know, we started in lockdown and everyone had, there was a lot of podcasts that started, a lot of content creators, a lot of influencers, a lot of people started working online. So I was kind of feeling some type of way that, why are you not sharing? But when she explained that, oh, but I don't know if you're going to actually last, it kind of made sense to me.
It made sense to you, but it made sense to me.
Really?
It didn't make no sense.
I was going to say that as well. I agree with you. It doesn't make sense to me.
Really?
We have
done a business before.
Yes.
We didn't continue.
Yes.
So I can understand like what Florence said, where people look at you and think, oh, here we go again. There's another thing.
Yeah, but what if everyone felt like that and that was the thing? All of that discouraged you from moving forward. You needed that. Like, what if you needed that?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, that makes sense.
It don't make no sense because to me, my friend can be trying to sell water.
But if anything, that motivated me to keep up as well, though.
It will.
Because you want to prove that, this is not...
Yeah, but then again...
Not everybody's strong like that.
That's the thing. And I feel like, as well, like, trying to prove yourself to people all the time is quite tasking.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, and for me, like, it got to the stage where, like, it didn't matter who was, like, and that's why, like, when people say to me, oh, you're doing so well, I'm really grateful. But, you know, if I was to get a euro for every time someone said that to me, honestly, I'd be a billionaire by now.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, thank you, but, like, how else are you supporting? Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not, like, don't get me wrong, I always pray to be humble, and I feel like that's one thing that we all have to, because, you know, you don't know where everybody's going to get, and we're all going to be great in Thank Jesus' God name. Grace. But it's like, you know, we have to do more than just, oh, well done. Okay, but how exactly are you supporting? Like, sometimes even you sharing it, because if you don't want to buy it, or you don't really appreciate that.
It costs nothing.
And somebody else might see that, and
fair enough, and if then, you didn't see the post or you didn't see the video. But as soon as you see it, it just takes 2 seconds to just put it. You don't even have to tag the person. Just put it up. And that's exactly. Someone else has seen it. Because I noticed that happens.
No, but I've also noticed sometimes as well, it's a popularity content thing. Because I see some people, right? Let's say you have friends, for example, and someone else is doing something that maybe that more people know them. They'll share that.
Yeah.
But then I'm like here and I'm like, hello, I've been sharing my podcast for a while.
I know.
And it's really hard because
you have to remove yourself from that. Sorry.
You have to separate yourself from it. Like sometimes I'm like, okay, Florence, like if the business is doing well, great. If it's not doing well, like you have to not associate yourself with it, because that can really cause mental breakdown. It really can, because you will have good days and you have bad days, and you have to be able to not as, like, it's not about you. Like, don't identify yourself as a failure or do you understand? Like, you know, and I know it's easier said than done, because obviously when things are working well, you're like, okay, that's my brand. But at the same time, like, you have to separate yourself from it. Now, even then, with the sharing thing, another side of it is obviously, and this is why it's so important, that we create content that is shareable and that people will enjoy, and that people will genuinely want to share. Because a lot of times, people share things that they enjoy or they feel like, okay, this is good, and other kind of stuff. So,
and other people should see it.
Yeah, and I think that's another challenge for us as content creators, is to make sure that we're sharing things that people will want to share. Because I suppose if you're not sharing, if you're not like creating content that people want to share, then you're not really helping yourself.
Yeah.
And even like myself, like if I go through my content, I'm looking at, okay, which one has people shared, I would see that, okay, right, people like stuff like this. Now, it might be hard to recreate, because sometimes you're like, well, I'm going to recreate that, and it's just not, like, you just don't get it. But
well, sometimes you recreate, and the audience doesn't give you that same energy. That's what I think. I think it's luck. I think a lot of things on when it comes to content creating.
Luck, consistency.
Obviously, consistency is key. Without consistency, there's no point of even, like, what's the point of being a content creator? You need to be consistent. You need to be visual. You need to be present. You need to be seen by everyone. Because if you're not seen, you're just another Instagrammer, you're just another person. Just before we continue that, when your mirror prints or molded inside out, now that we know what it is, your business, when you started, because I didn't know it was you when you started, so did you, you know, were you the face of your business, or did you just
Yeah, it's not like you're.
I feel like now, I feel like now we know that you own it. But I think in the beginning, I wasn't aware that it was your business.
Yeah, like I suppose I really, I mean, there's benefits to putting your face to the brand. People buy from people, and it's all about, it's a relationship game, you know. And people only buy from people they trust. So they trust you, they know you, then they'll buy. Do you understand? Like, that's actually been scientifically proven. I suppose when I launched my business, like my face was there because I didn't really have models, and I was trying to even figure out myself. And then I got really lucky. Oh, God bless the girls like Shadera, you know, my sister Faith, Talani, Catherine, all these girls who literally, I'm literally telling you, they believed in me, because for you to even put your face to someone, you have to believe in them. And they believed in me. And when we started, like, I wouldn't even pay them, do you know what I mean? And they'll still, like, exchange their time, really, for the photo shoots. And, like our photo shoots, they literally take 8 hours. It's a day's job. And then, like, the photographers, like, my brother, like, and everybody that you know, I remember, like, I'll carry my box across Tala to my friend's house and all that kind of stuff. Now, As I said, I try and take a step back whenever I can, because I suppose I don't want to be the only one there. And now, like, I would showcase myself a bit more, so people know that, okay, this is the face behind the brand, and that it's real. And, you know, well, there's disadvantages to that as well, because sometimes if you're not really liked, or, you know, people then start to look at it like, oh, I'm supposed to be Florence, where actually it's not about me. Like, I'm just here serving. Like, I want to see, like, yeah, like, for example, like,
I like the way you say Mio Prince does her own thing. Like, you separate yourself really, like, from it. It's like, it's not me. You're not supporting me. You're supporting that.
Yeah, and I want people to get to a stage where, like, they're buying products because it will benefit them. Like,
I had not a few because customers come to
Like, last year, like, I had, like, at least 5 customers come to me and were saying, oh, they couldn't buy the products because they have eczema, and that, you know, it wouldn't really help their skin. And I felt so bad, and I really felt like, like, I'm missing a cohort of people here, and what can I do? Like, how, like, because I've always wanted a situation where people can come to my brand and feel like there's something there for them. Now, you can't always help everybody, and, you know, they love, like, that's not, you can't serve everybody, because then that's a big ocean there. But I made it my point of duty then to say, okay, what can I do to make sure that, you know, if you have eczema, that you can actually use a product. And then I went and, like, you know, we researched silk and all that kind of good stuff. And you know, now we have this product here that can meet your needs. But so it's not about me. I'm here trying to serve and trying to make sure that we're doing something that will benefit people. So I don't want people to be like, oh, I'm not going to buy because I don't like Florence. Or maybe I might say something on my personal page, you don't like that, and then you're thinking, I'm not buying from her brand. So, like, that's the disadvantage of putting your face there sometimes, because people don't like you. You know, I hope I'm liked, whatever. But, you know, like, even though people might not even like your voice, people don't like you for different reasons. And so that's the disadvantage of putting your face there. But as well, it's good to know the face behind the brand, because people want to see. People love being a part of the journey, being a part of your story, being a part of, you know, your growth. Yeah. And I think even, like, I have a few customers, I'm like, oh my God, Florence, wow. Like, from the days of, you know, you standing behind the wall to being in the studio, it's just been a journey. I'm so, like, it's literally, MI Opens has now carved their own community. And it's great. Like, people are literally rooted, and I'm so grateful. Because honestly, like, I genuinely, sometimes people reach out to me, I'm like, oh, one of your customers told me that we should put on this newspaper. And I'm like, wow. So, like, it's great to see that, you know, that there are people there that genuinely love what we do. And yeah, so I suppose, yeah, and that's that.
Do you you know, like with your like with your vendors, do you mostly work with is it from, is it Nigerian or do you go outside? How does it work?
Without giving too much details, obviously.
It was Nigeria. It has been Nigeria, but we're branching out now. Mm-hmm.
The reason why I'm just asking that in itself is that difficult.
It is difficult. I mean, okay, it has its own challenges. Sorry, guys, English is a problem tonight. its own challenges. Firstly, the first thing is the fact that it's virtual. Like, I mean, I went to Nigeria this year, and it was great to meet people. It was great to be able to complain in people's face and tell them, listen, I wasn't fired. But then I also appreciate people. I've learned so much just from working with people. Like, I remember, like, this one time I called one of my vendors, and I was giving out to her. I was like, oh, the product hasn't arrived, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And she was like, I'm so sorry. My dad died. And I was like, oh. You know, you forget sometimes that people are human beings. Like, people actually, like, real life. I'm like, oh shit, like, wow, like, yes. Like, of course, she hasn't replied because her dad died. And she lost her phone. And for me, that experience, I just took a step back and I was like, right, okay. And this is what I'm trying to say about the face behind the brand. So, like, sometimes I'm not in a great place and I want to take a step back, but I can't because I've not put my face there. And, you know, so that's some of the disadvantages as well. But, you know, working with people, you have to allow for life to happen, because life is happening. Look at the pandemic, a lot of people were living life, do you know what I mean? So good and bad. And so I suppose the challenge really is, like, you know, products come in here and you're like, oh, this is not what I asked for, but you can't return them back because it's like how many miles away, and there's it's a couple of planes away. And then you just have people that, like, sometimes maybe don't get your vision and they don't really see what you see. Or, you know, the way, like, I'm sure we all have Nigerian tailors that will tell you, oh, that's just too high, so I decided to help you and close it a bit. I'm like, no, but I asked for that's the slit I want. So you have people like that that are like, oh, no, I'm just trying to help you. I'm like, no, I didn't ask for help. I asked for what I asked for. Exactly. So you definitely have stuff like that as well. And I think as well, like, being a young person, you know, you're in a role where you have to command people and say, I'm sorry, regardless if I'm calling you sir or ma, like, I'm telling you now that this is what I want. And, you know, I've gone through, like, loads of vendors just, like, literally cutting people off because they're not listening to me. And, you know, I can see that there's a struggle there because I'm younger. And I'm like, okay, well, this can't be about culture. Like, this is about money. Exactly. And it's my reputation, like, that you're putting on the line here. Like, I remember the last one that really pissed me off, like, we had ordered silk and, like, everything came and was cotton. And he was arguing with me, oh, madame. Yeah, he was, madame, you don't know material, you're too young. I'm like, no, I can feel it. It's cotton. No, it's not satin. He was like, no, you don't know material, madame. Like, I've been doing this for a year. I'm like, no, I'm telling you right now that I can feel it in my hand. And it's not cotton. God. It's not silk. It's cotton. So you have situations like that. But then I have brands that I'm literally inspired by, like Andrea Yamaha. And I know she has, like, her vendors are in Nigeria. And, like, I know she has people in Nigeria. So I know that it's a matter of finding the right people. But when you're in a different country, sometimes it's hard. But yeah, like, we will still work with people in Nigeria, because I think for me, one of the things that I've always wanted to do when I was building my brand is to make sure that I stay in my own country and that, like, I'm grounded with my roots, because, you know, as Nigerians, like, we hustle and we work so hard and we're so creative and we have so much to offer and so much to give to the world. Like, and I just feel like I want to continue to discover those treasures, because there's lots of it in Africa, in Nigeria and Africa as a whole. But sometimes, you know, like, you have to do what you have to do. So yeah, that's where we're at the moment.
Okay. So was it 2020? You worked with a big name. Do you wanna remind us? Who you work with? That we were all screaming. Like,
oh my god.
We're like, what?
Oh, to be honest, it's so funny because, and this is what I'm trying to say, like, you just have to keep working. I'll never forget, I got that email, I think it was the 7th of August, 2020.
Wow.
And I remember I just saw Pharrell Williams and Jay-Z, and I was like, what kind of nonsense is this? I was like, these people want to just scatter my brain.
Who's scamming?
I was like, this is a scam. But you know, I was like, this is like, so I was like, what kind of insult? Like, he wants to even scam me. And then the thing about it as well was, the lady didn't even get our name right. And this, that's why it's not good to be proud. At the time, we had been featured in The Independent, under the 9 black-owned, Irish black-owned business in Ireland. So here's me feeling myself, and I was like, ah, you want to tell me that Jay-Z and Pharrell Williams want to like feature me or whatever, and then you can't even get my name right. How dare you? This was all going through my mind, and I was like, whatever. And then, to be honest, like, and then there was other girls, Umoja. They reached out to me, and they were like, oh, Florence, we got this email, and this lady saying that they reached out to you as well, and you haven't replied. And I was like, guys, it's a scam now. Are you guys actually believing this as well? And we're like, oh no. Literally, Chinna was like, Florence, no, I think, let's look at it though, because she sent the same email to you. Like, I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah.
I mean, your picture's online anyway, so like, it didn't matter, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, guys, like, honestly, it's a scam. Like, I really was like, guys, like, stop doing this to yourselves. And then she was like, Florence, okay, look, let's both ask the same questions, and if they answer the same way, then we'll know that's not a scam, blah, blah, blah. Both of us put, like, questions together to give to them. And it was the same. So I was like, okay, maybe. But even at that, I told my mom, I was like, mommy, they said Pharrell Williams is going to feature us in the video. I don't understand. But I'm just letting you know. And then I remember that was a Thursday. And another thing was like, bro, literally needed to come. It was so funny. Like, they needed to come to our house by the Sunday. And I'll never forget. Like, I remember when they came to our house. I was like, shit, this is real. Because, like, they had the entire crew. Like, my neighbors were like, who are you? And I was like, I don't know. Even me, I don't know. And they literally like turned out my living room like upside down, did their thing, because the guys were coming from Paris, and they had to, I think they were going to London as well, just featuring the businesses all over the world. And it was only that Sunday when they came, I was like, rah, like, but honestly, it was such a surreal moment. Like, I honestly could not believe what was happening. It was just such a humbling moment. And I honestly, like, I always say it, like, I'm not here, like, it's just God, like, it literally, because it could have been anybody, but God decided to favor us. And I'm just like, wow, God, like, you're actually so good. But it also motivated me to work even harder, because at that time, again, like, I wasn't at 1,000 followers. So it's not sometimes it's not about the numbers, it's about like what you're doing and consistency.
I was just going to ask that, because I remember, because obviously, you know, one thing about me is I'm very much into content creating and influencing. I'm very involved in, like, you guys don't even see the things that I look at from everyone's point of view. So when I saw that I looked at your numbers, and I think you were on like 970 something.
Yeah.
And I was there like, yo. Numbers, like, I wasn't even important. Numbers don't mean nothing.
They don't.
God says it's your time, it's your time.
It's your time. Yeah. And that's why it's so important that we keep supporting people, because you just never know. Look at Kai Collective. It's the same for her as well. Like, I'm so inspired by that brand. Like, look, before Beyonce, like, was like, okay, you know, again, it's like the work that you've been doing for so long. It's like you're building a portfolio. You keep working, you keep building it, keep building your brand, keep doing those things, keep, you know, and one day, like, you know, it will just click and it will just happen. And it's just, like, I'm literally, like, it's a testimony for me. And I just hope people are inspired, because I'm inspired. Do you know what I mean? Like, and yeah, like, so that was that. Like, but honestly, I was like, it was such, I can't even describe the moment, because I just was like, what is this? Like, you know, I remember walking on the streets and, like, literally kids were like, oh, you're a model. I'm like, I don't know.
Especially in Ireland, I can just imagine.
Yeah, I said, God, I don't want them to come to my house, and I'm thinking this one's a rich woman. Please,
exactly,
protect me and my family.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
you know the way you said that when you got that email, you thought it was a scam. So let's say any other like fellow content creators, what do they look for to know whether it's a scam or it's actually the real deal?
Yeah,
because there's certain emails that people
get and you're like,
when they say that, want
to
connect.
To be honest,
how do you know?
I'm not going to lie. I don't know what the answer is to that, because even like 2 weeks ago, I got invited to a movie premiere, and I was like, but obviously now, since that other the Pharrell Williams video, I'm now learning not to discard emails. I'll try and read it. I'm like, oh. So I was like, oh, invited to a movie premiere. And I was like, I'm always interested. The first thing I always ask is, how did you find us? That's what I always ask. I think it's really important that you ask, okay, how did you find me? How did you discover me? So that you know what you're doing right to continue doing the same thing. Because I remember I was like, oh, how did you guys find us? And at that time, they said, oh, we found you under the 9 Black-owned business. Okay. So I now know, okay, that's what I need to be doing. I need to be going and, you know, that kind of stuff. Because otherwise, you won't know. Now, obviously, sometimes it will be random and, you know, whatever. But, I don't know there's an answer to that. I guess what I would just say is, because sometimes people reach out to you and you're like, okay, this is not like real. I think it's just going through the emails, maybe researching them and making sure that they're viable people and that, you know, they're legit before you then, I suppose, move forward. Because I remember randomly when I first started, there was this email I got about going on a runway in Paris, and I was like, ah, it's not real, because I'm not even a model. So that's how I knew that, you know, it wasn't real.
Yeah.
And they were telling me they'll book me a hotel, and I was just like, nah, this is not like legit. So, and eventually when I was replying and everything, I could just see that, okay, it was just a gimmick basically. So I think it's just about doing your research and making sure that you know the people that email you, you go through their profile and just try and see if you can find them anywhere and just ask questions. That's really, really important. So say, okay, how did you find my page? And just, I'm just curious to know, and all that kind of good stuff. So yeah.
That's good. That's interesting. Yeah. Yo. I'm going to be nosy because that's what I do. With you sound like you busy.
You booked busy. Your 9 to 5 sounds busy.
Your 9 to 5, your business, your content, your everything, you're going to events, you're being on TV, you're everywhere.
TikToks and all that and reels are not easy.
Fam, even if you batch content, if you batch content create, like, it's still hours. Because you said something when you were talking, you were like, make a type of family, go out to this, do that, my sister.
Yes.
When will you marry? Yeah. When will you make time?
I'm screaming.
How is dating with all this? Because you are really busy. And to some men, you may be, is it unapproachable, they say?
Oh, because what?
They say, I don't believe that. Do you get a sense of that, or is it okay for you? Are you good?
I think when I launched my business, like, I definitely noticed that there was a change in the kind of people that were approaching me. And it was always like, okay, what's going on here? Because I'm a firm believer in, okay, what do I have to offer? What do you have to offer? It's not about, you know, not people are doing, like, you know, social media sometimes can be very deceiving in the sense that sometimes you might feel like, oh, because someone's on social media, they're doing really well. And, you know, and you forget that actually not everyone's on social media, but some people are actually doing really well.
Yeah.
So for me, it's always like, okay, what do you have to offer? And I think that I always kind of filter it like that way. If you're not like here to offer anything, then please, bye-bye. But at the same time as well, like, I definitely feel like sometimes it's hard because I'm actually a very spiritual person. And I think sometimes maybe on social media, it doesn't come across that way. And I've had people tell me, oh, like, you're not even like the way you're... I'm like, what am I like on social media? Please, I don't understand, you know. Like, please, don't just do things. But, you know, it's not always easy because you're trying to really make sure that people that come are legit and that, you know, that the people that you can spend the rest of your life with. I'm not, I do go on dates, but I also, I'm very, at the moment, I'm very intentional and I'm very focused and I know what I want. I definitely, I'm at the stage where I'm like, okay, I want something serious so I can get married. You know, I am still waiting for the right person.
Yeah.
I think someone might be around at the moment.
Oh!
But we'll see how it goes.
Amen.
We'll see how it goes.
Speak it into existence. It's gonna happen by God's grace.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, like it's not always easy. And I think just even like going back to when you're busy, and somebody asked me recently, and she's like, oh, when you're doing all these things, like, do you find like you can manage things all the time? And I'm like, no, that the answer really is no. Sometimes something does suffer, and unfortunately sometimes it's my family and it's my personal relationships, which is really sad. I do try and make sure that I create time for my loved ones. Especially this year, one thing that was coming up a lot of times is sometimes my sisters would say, oh, you never have time for me, you never have time for us, you're always on the phone. Or like during the pandemic, my mom, for example, like, the one thing she was saying was that this pandemic, we thank God, because at least now you're home. Because she would say that, oh, before, every weekend it was network events, network this, network that, network this. And, you know, that was really hard for me to swallow, because everything that I do, I'm also doing for them. And to be honest, they've been here for me since the start. So I don't really care if anybody, like, for anybody else sometimes, because I'm like, well, these are people that matter the most to me. And I want to make sure that they feel like I value them, because without my family, honestly, I don't know where I would be today. Like, that's just the honest truth. My sisters are always helping me out with products, like photo shoots. My brother takes my pictures. So, like, my mom supports everything I do. So, like, they have been my rock. So, I wish I make sure that I don't abandon them. But it's hard. Sometimes, you know, you have to do everything else, and they're the ones that suffer for it. So, and again, I suppose then in a romantic relationship, sometimes it will come up that, oh, you're always busy, you know. Like, what, do you have time for me or whatever? And I think what I... dating someone, I try and make it a point of duty to explain that, you know, this is what I do, this is how you met me, so you have to understand that. And, you know, if you love me, like, you have to support what I do as well, because do you know what it is? I feel like when we, as women, we're more likely to support a man if he's in a business than vice versa. Do you know what I mean? It's not always the same, because it's always going to be like, oh, ah, you're too busy, will you be able to like, will you be able to create a home? And that's what inspired that, even that video that I did, because it's just so annoying, like, when all you're hearing is when you marry, but it's like, okay, but I'm not married, and I can't live my life like a married woman because I'm not married. And
of course, yeah,
at the end of the day, like, this, I'm building myself for the future as well, and I just need people to understand, like, if it was a man, like, I'd be there supporting him, and, you know, being
of course you'd be at his photo shoots, you'd be packing the products,
exactly,
doing everything,
yeah. So it's about trying to make sure that that people understand that, and that I'm you know, we're respected for it. But I also feel like it's about how you present yourself, because if it's clear from the start, this is what I do, this is what I'm about, and you're not about to change that, then you know from the start, you know, there's no mistakes, and there's no surprises. So I feel like I try my best to make sure people see from the start that, okay, this is what I'm passionate about. I will go to photo shoots. Like, even in Nigeria, the guy I was seeing at the time, like, I said to him, I'm going for business. Hear me?
Yeah,
we can hear you. Yeah, like, I was saying to him, I was like, look, I'm here for business as well. Like, you know, so, like, sometimes you will have to sit down because I'm working, you know. And that's hard, you know. And, you know, I guess a guy as well has to be humble, because that's really hard to hear as well. Someone saying to you, like, look, I'm going to be there, but, some things we have to take priority, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that a man has to be humble, and he has to understand that, you know, it doesn't make you less of a man if I'm asking you to support me. I'm just asking you to be there for me while I'm building my own dream. So, yeah.
Wow, that's very interesting.
And do you feel like, okay, so with you as your content creator, do you feel like there's some parts, do you try to, like, is there some parts of your life that you don't like to share? How do you balance what to share, what to give to people, and what not to give to people? Like, for example, a relationship now, should you show that, should you not?
Are people nosy? Do you feel like if you shared that, would that be more of a, do you think people will follow you more? Would you get more followers if you expose that part of yourself?
How do you deal with that?
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't know if it means people follow me more. I know that people like relationships, you know, whether it's romantic or anything. Like, people like to see how you relate to people, because that's, like, we're all human beings, and, you know, we want to, because it's very easy to, like, you need to be relatable as an influencer, as a content creator, and I think people like that. People like seeing those kind of things. But I also feel like, you know, for me, I've gone through heartbreaks on my own, and I've not had to explain myself to anybody. Do you understand? My friends know, and that's it. Because I can't, like, it would have been so horrible to have to go through that in public. I just feel like there's no need for it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then again, as well, like, I feel like my content isn't relationship based, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now it's more about collaboration with other people and business owners and influencers and content creators, but not like romantic relationships. Now that could be also because maybe I haven't found a person I feel like, right, I can show to the world. Because I also feel like sometimes, you know, when you expose yourself to these things, you allow people to then form opinions, and you allow people into your business. Because let's be real, you can't put someone out there now and then be telling us that, oh, it's not your business, but no, it's my business, because I now see it. So you made it my business. I'm going to make it my business. You know, so I think it's not a lot of content creators do that. It's not fair for you to do that to people, because once you put something out there, you know, just like if you're tagging a product, they're going to ask you, where do you get the product? It's the same thing.
Exactly.
You know, it's the same principle. You can't expect me not to ask about your relationship when you put it there. I try not to do that. Now, that being said as well, I also feel like, for me anyway, I just want to make sure that certain things are close to my heart, that, that they remain close to my heart, and that, you know, I'm not sharing that because why, you know, it's actually funny. Somebody, Dodos, she said it on her YouTube recently. She said, someone asked her that question and she was like, you know, I signed up for this life. He didn't. So why should I drag him into it? You know?
Yeah.
And I thought that was interesting. You know, obviously now, again, some people won't mind. Some, like, I think it depends on the people, and it's a conversation that needs to happen.
Of course.
Fun fact, actually, there was one year I went to see my ex in the UK, and that year I had said to myself, oh, I want to show, like, this weekend I'm going to definitely show him, and blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm not going to be doing the whole hand drink. No, I'll show him.
Yeah.
And that year I lost my phone on the plane. And it was just really interesting. I feel like, because I literally had planned it, but, like, I don't know, for me, I was like, oh, maybe it's a sign that, you know, like, it wasn't supposed to be at the time. No. So I just feel like, I suppose the simple answer really is, like, some people are really close to my heart. Even now, like a lot of my female friends, some people might be like, oh, I don't know, you know, Corey Day, but I'm like, but we've been friends for a long time. It's just because we just did a meal together. But because I didn't show it doesn't mean that we weren't friends. You know, sometimes people start to think that, oh, you know, Bolaji, like, yeah. Like, we were bridesmaids together, like, yeah, we were friends. Do you know what I mean? So I just feel like sometimes those relationships, like, it's good to, they're valuable, and, you know, you want to protect them, you know. You don't want people to judge your friends. Like, I've sometimes had people on lives and people would say, oh, you shouldn't go on a live with that person, but I'm like, why? She's my friend. So you know, and I try and protect people and people that I love, because I don't want people to judge them. And, you know, we all have our stories and we all have our backgrounds, and I don't want you to feel like you're in a position to question why I love that person, you know.
I understand that.
That is amazing. So that's been really interesting. Yes. We're gonna end the podcast here. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing everything, really. It's been a pleasure. We wish you all the best, really.
Thank you so much.
Honestly, keep doing you. Of course, definitely. I know you said you're having some down days at the moment, and I just hope, you know, you do reflect and look at your growth, just appreciate, you know, where you've come from,
exactly,
and everything that you're doing, and just believe that, you know, it will happen. You know, as content creators, it's easy to say don't look at numbers, don't look at things sometimes, but at the same time, those are the things that take us places as well. I just hope, you know, everything works well for you, and thank you for coming.
Keep smiling.
Thank you.
Yes, keep smiling, keep doing you, keep strutting. Yes. Keep stressing, okay?
Guys, I just want to say thank you so much.
This whole girl in the Pharrell video.
Do not sleep on
what do they say? Small girl, big gods. That's you. When I think of that, I think of you.
Oh, thank you so much. But on a real though, thank you guys so much for having me here. I know it's
no problem.
And I'm honestly honored. And, you know, just like that as well, you guys keep going. We're here watching you guys, and we're seeing your growth, and we're loving it, and I'm loving the conversations. God bless you guys too.
Yes, make sure you guys follow Florence Molded.
But guys,
follow
sisters like friends too.
Yes,
help our ministry. Help our ministry, please.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll catch you on the next one. Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Mwah.